This is the inside story of Britain's biggest gold heist and the robbers racing to turn the gold into cash.
It was patently obvious right from the start that it was a very professional job carried out by a well-organised and professional team.
The police must track them down before it's too late. Failure to do so would trigger a global crime wave and change Britain forever.
The pressure on the Yard was enormous. The instruction was very clear. We've got to solve this robbery.
1 week after the robbery, detectives ask Brinksmat security guards to reconstruct exactly what happens at the warehouse, and they capture it all on film.
One guard in particular started to kind of identify himself almost by the absurdities in his state, and that was a man called Tony Black.
Security guard Tony Black confesses all. He's given the robbers details of the alarms, how to access the inner vault, and even unlocked the front door for them. He's the inside man. Now, he names names.
We identified Mickey McAvoy, Mad Mickey as he was known.
10 days after the robbery, ringleaders Mickey McAvoy, Brian Robinson, and inside man Tony Black are in custody. But the location of the 3 tons of gold, worth nearly £100 million in today's money, is a mystery.
6,800 bars of gold. This is the biggest robbery in the world. The real concern was, what would the robbers do with this money? How could it be used?
The gold bars are marked with the name Johnson Matty, the bank the bullion belongs to. The police must recover the haul before that identity is erased.